When we watch a period film, we're usually quick to spot an object, an item of clothing, or a hairstyle that doesn't fit with the period. But linguist Jeff Nunberg says linguistic anachronisms are sometimes more difficult to detect.
Umberto Eco's novel, The Island of the Day Before, is a tale of a 17th century Italian who's marooned on a wrecked ship. When Eco started the novel, he decided that he would only use nautical terms that were current in that period, and he insisted that his translators do likewise when they rendered the story into other languages. The exercise was only for his personal satisfaction, of course. Most readers wouldn't have blinked an eye if Eco had stuck a poop deck on his 17th century vessel, even if it turns out that the phrase didn't appear until 200 years later. But linguistic anachronisms can be hard to spot even when the time period is a lot more recent. The other night I rented Almost Famous, Cameron Crowe's autobiographical movie about a teenaged rock journalist touring with a band in the early 70s. The movie opens with a couple of scenes set in 1969, when the hero is 11 and living in a San Diego suburb. At one point, his mother says to his sister, "Don't be such a drama queen." It struck me that that was about 15 years too early for that phrase, and when I checked, it turned out that drama queen didn't appear in print until 1987. The phrase was probably in use in gay circles earlier than that, but it certainly wasn't the kind of thing that a straight suburban mother would have called her daughter in 1969. And I had the same reaction when the mother uses finger quotes around a word. Nobody was doing that in the 60s either. Granted, the anachronisms probably didn't trouble many moviegoers, no more than I would have been bothered to discover a poop deck on Eco's 17th century ship. For that matter, most of the people in the movie's target audience wouldn't know who Humble Pie was without a footnote. But it does point up how hard it is to remember when we started to talk the way we do. Here's an item for Regis Philbin to use to screen contestants for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. List the following four phrases in the order in which they first appeared in the language. A. Put it on the back burner. B. Counterproductive. C. Out of the loop. D. Hard news. Okay, here are the answers in the correct order. Hard news first appeared in print in 1948. Counterproductive was in vogue in 1961. Put it on the back burner started to pop up in 1975, and Out of the Loop first showed up in 1983. Those dates are only approximate, since dictionaries don't usually nail down the very first occurrence of a word. But the fact is that I wouldn't have guessed any of them within a decade. It's an odd feeling when you can't remember when you started using a word. It's like forgetting how you used to think. A while ago, I was talking to a friend who was writing an article about her discovery of American Jewish writers when she was a college student in the 1950s. She kept finding herself using terms like WASP and ethnic, only to realize that those words hadn't figured in her psyche in the period she was talking about. In fact, WASP didn't come into the language until the early 1960s. In the end, she decided to use the anachronisms, along with qualifiers like, as we would now call them. It wasn't just that she had trouble recalling the words she used to use, but that they wouldn't have meant much to her now. That conversation came to mind when I was watching a later scene in Almost Famous, this one set in 1973. The members of the band are in a plane that looks as if it's about to crash, and they start to exchange confessions. The manager confesses that he took a few extra dollars, and one of the band members says that he slept with another member's wife. And then, in what's supposed to be the capper, one of them announces, "I'm gay." It's a good line, but it isn't the way anybody would have come out of the closet back then, when gay was still a few years off from being a mainstream word. But then, what other word could Crowe have used here? Before gay came into the language, there wasn't any way for a mainstream movie to refer to homosexuals in a familiar and sympathetic way. It wasn't just the word that was anachronistic, but the scene. There was no way you could have played it as a comedy if the movie had been made in 1973. That's why we can forgive Blake Edwards when he had characters describing themselves as gay in his movie Victor Victoria, even though that was set in the 1930s. That wasn't how it was, of course, but maybe it's the way it should have been. Sometimes the past makes more sense speaking in anachronisms than it does in its own words.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center. This is Fresh Air.